Lively Stone's Meditations for Saturday, 25th September 2021. The Lord Knows the Heart. Part 1. Notes from Tuesday Gathering on 21st September 2021. As usual, when one looks at the notes written during a gathering, superficially we seem to have danced all over the place without clear direction. In many ways, that is the point of the gathering, that we have the freedom to move as the Lord directs according to what each heart is singing from Him at that moment. And that was something raised in our spirit discourse, "The Lord Knows the Heart." We considered why there is so much suffering in this world. Why does the Lord allow it? The answer lies in His granting us a free will choice to make an almighty mess of things if we choose our own way, if it does not conform with His. Certainly, if we follow our own way, the reality is that we cannot know where our choices will lead us. And even when the Lord gives us clear direction, we so often ignore it or do not listen for Him. A case in point was for myself. I had asked the Lord to give me direction 12 years ago now, and I was led to 2 Chronicles chapter 17. A bit odd, I thought at the time. I read and thought and considered, but gave up. I did not ask for His guidance to understanding. However, I found my place marker on the morning of our meeting in an old Bible I had used at the time. It read, "Then Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. Now the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the former ways of his father David. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not according to the acts of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah gave presents to Jehoshaphat, and he had riches and honour in abundance. And his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he removed the high places and wooden images from Judah." I did not understand back then, but it suddenly became clear to me, and so much clearer to me in the meeting as I read it. And this was a mere 12 years after the Lord had answered my prayer. I now realise, in part at least, what I believe He was saying to me. And maybe I shall write about it someday soon. But it's likely to be a different message if it had been given to you. What might your understanding of 2 Chronicles 17 be? It's always in His time, as we sang last time. Sometimes He gives us something that takes a long time to unfold and become clear. We've all come on, progressed in many ways, and there is more to come, we can be sure. He gives us complete freedom to make a hash of things. We have to wait for the Lord. There is a lot of healing that needs done because of our own mistakes. We often can blame God, but that merely diverts attention from our own culpability. To be continued in part 2. Songs were "Reach Out and Touch the Lord," "Wait for the Lord, all ye who are righteous," "Trust in the Lord with all your heart," "Emmanuel," "Bless the Lord, O my soul." "This is the day that the Lord has made. Hide me in your holiness. Thy loving kindness is better than life. He's got the whole world in his hands." A holy condition. Oswald Chambers on joy and peace. Peace, life in the Spirit. When God begins His work in us, He does not make a mighty difference in our external lives, but he shifts the center of our confidence. Instead of relying on ourselves or other people, we rely on God and are kept in perfect peace. We all know the difference it makes if we have someone who believes in us and in whom we believe. There is no possibility of being crushed. The great life is not that we believe for something, but that when we are up against things in circumstances or in our own disposition, we stake our all on Jesus Christ's honour. From Approved Unto God. And our song today is one that I discovered when I was searching actually for something else. It's a version of that song, The Blessing. It's called The Blessing Aotearoa. It's from New Zealand. New Zealand churches join together to sing The Blessing. And I found it very moving and stirring at the same time.